Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Democracy doesn't defend itself. It requires every one of us to be generals in that army to protect it. So that's my word. That's what I'm saying to folks. The policies of, like, you know, you're arguing over marginal tax rates, or you don't like the student loan relief, or, you know, there's the gas prices are a little too high, or inflation hasn't come down enough. None of that matters, people, if we lose our democracy.
Oh, thank you, Tara Sedmeyer. An F-bomb has been dropped in defense of democracy.
It was an S-bomb, not an F.
Oh, an S-bomb. Mm-hmm. Either way, thank you for your thoughts on losing our democracy. Thank you. God bless the United States. Okay.
You're lit again.
I am. Oh, thank you. Oh, you mean just actual light.
Well, okay. or lit as in drunk? I have no idea.
I don't think it's gotten that bad yet. It is insane. Although Jody and I do have frequent texts during the day about what time is appropriate when we get up at ass o'clock.
Okay. I think 11 o'clock is appropriate.
I think so. I get up at 1.
Oh, what's that tweet I liked? Someone said, I found $20 on the sidewalk and I asked what Jesus would do, and so I turned it into wine. Someone else said they would have gone with fishes. I'm a sushi fan as well, so either one.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyway, thank you, Tara Stettmeyer. By the way, Hakeem Jeffries, perhaps not even that far in the future, speaking of Marjorie Taylor Greene has her way, on the very same subject, democracy.
How big of an issue will abortion rights be this election year?
It's going to be an incredibly significant issue because on its own, it's about freedom. And the extreme MAGA Republicans have set in motion the erosion of reproductive freedom. We're going to fight for it with everything that we've got at our disposal.
Anyone on to say?
If Roe v. Wade can fall, anything can fall. Social Security can fall. Medicare can fall. Voting rights can fall. And God help us all, but democracy itself can fall. If Roe v. Wade can fall, then anything can fall. Every single thing that we care about is on the ballot in November.
Yes, thank you, thank you, and thank you. Oh, just checking my weather alerts. Oh, guess what the weather is, Chris? Stormy. It's going to be stormy today. Hee-hee.
I get it.
I see what you're talking about there.
Trump violated the gag order for the 10th time yesterday.
Oh, more than that.
He did something this morning.
But he took it down.
The judge threatened jail. Yeah. And so this morning he trothed and then deleted it immediately.
Some lawyer went, take that down.
Okay. Hey, it looks like the witness today is Stormy Daniels. Trump has deleted this post. He said, I've just recently been told who the witness is today. This is unprecedented. No time for my lawyers to prepare. Really? In the hush money trial about you paying off the porn star, you were completely shell-shocked that they're calling, let me think. Oh, the porn star that you knew was on the witness list?
Of course he knew.
If his lawyers haven't prepared for this, then they're crappy lawyers.
He has to whine about something. What do you mean you don't? I was just told. Oh, my God. Really? First of all, like, they know who the witnesses are. That's why he's been relentlessly attacking Michael Cohen
but
and Stormy Daniels.
I believe the judge was basically saying, we're not going to let you know the day before that somebody's coming in so that there are no threats that happen
right.
to those people, which is rare,
right.
but it can happen. And it does make you, as a defense attorney, a little...
Yeah.
Because you're not that... you know, you don't have the day before
yeah.
to prepare.
Charlie Pierce has bandied the word mollycoddling. What this judge is doing.
And when Charlie...
Molly. Yes, because his daughter's name is Molly. So he's serious when he says mollycoddling. I mean, it's just, I get it. He's like, this is the last thing I want to do. You are a former president, but possibly a future.
No.
A future.
He had to say it.
But it's just, you know, and then Trump going, it'd be my honor to sacrifice. I love to
please.
Go to jail. And I know Caitlin Collins said it too. He doesn't want to go to jail.
Who does?
I remember Chris Christie talking about it. You know, he's known him for 30 years. And he said he's talked to him about that, about other people that have gone to jail. And he's like, I could never do that. Oh, my God.
Of course
he
not.
Said. He said, I guarantee you every night he hears that jail door shutting. Because they were saying he can't even, he won't even stay in a hotel. He like famously, even when he was president, they had a hard time getting him to stay overnight anywhere. Oh, my God.
Well, what they were saying yesterday was that it's not going to be Rikers or anything. It's probably going to be a holding room at the courthouse.
Damn.
So it's not going to really be like a jail cell.
I don't care about the details anymore.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry for bringing it up.
Just don't care anymore.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I mean, so what does that, is that like just the tip? Like he just
to see,
right? Does that not count because he deleted it? It's like, it depends on how long he violated the gag order. I mean, it's insane, right? At this point. And you know, he's just going to keep going. He's already sent out a fundraising thing. Be my honor to sacrifice. Like, what did he say? Where is
that? Oh, it's in there somewhere.
Little bitch statement.
To martyr himself.
Oh, God. Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day. Oh, God, he gives and he gives, people. He gives. Oh, my God. Okay. So let's test that theory, shall we? Let's test that theory if it would be his honor.
I don't think it would be.
Okay. I don't think it even takes a lawyer. This is Norm Eisen, prosecution racking up points well on its way to winning. I mean, I think that's pretty clear. Is they have all of the receipts, all of it, mm-hmm. financial documents, signed checks, audio tape. I mean, it's so. I mean, I assume that's what Trump sees coming too. Is that this? You know. First of all, and they're going, someone's like, oh, well, you haven't seen the defense yet. The defense is ridiculous. The defense is going to be, I've never met either of these women. I don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
The defense rests. Because that's what it's been
right.
in
right.
previous cases.
Right.
Yeah, they don't put up much of a defense.
Right.
And that's why he has to pay these massive amounts of money.
Right. By the way, Matt O'Blog tweets, part of why Nixon and Agnew were not punished more severely, Chris, is because...
I knew that was coming as soon as you sent that to me.
He sticks in my craw.
Well...
I wake up in the middle of the night like, that was dumb, Chris! Just kidding.
I got yelled at by Jill Weinbanks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I set that up, man. I t-balled up
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
Christmas party, Nixon brought down the temperature of the country.
And she was like, who said that? Oh.
She was not pleased. She was not pleased.
Kramer.
Newman.
Newman,
sorry.
That's it.
Newman. Part of the reason they were not punished more severely is because they agreed to leave public life, which is why we don't have a good precedent when we are now stuck with a guy who's determined to stay in public office, you know, presumably forever, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. We will talk to Allison Gill in hour three. We got Charlie Pierce coming up. I just put him in jail. I mean, it's not even just about, it's like people can go, oh, you guys just want to see him in jail. Well, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
for his many lifetimes.
If you break crimes, the law.
Yeah. But yes, but more importantly, Chris, for the rule of law.
Right, exactly.
To just the, for all of our beliefs right. in a justice system in the United States.
Right. Not one person.
It's not
in
like,
the...
oh, I just can't wait to see it. I mean, yes, I want him to go to jail for all of his crimes. Right. But this is just such an obvious two systems of justice that it is, my fear is it's eroding faith in our.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. And that's his goal.
Oh, Allison Gill wrote a whole piece defending Merrick Garland.
Yes, she
so,
did. I wanted you to read
it. I'm
that.
Like a weather vane. You know, I'll just like go back and forth. And then when we have Ellie Mistall on tomorrow, I'll be like, oh! When Billy West is back, I'll be like, oh, he's such a sad pet store parrot. Okay. I mean, I do understand the timeline as to how we got here.
Wow, that what was... Wow, that
you
was...
You understand.
That was conciliatory. What was that? I have no idea what that
well,
was.
Well, thank God for Alvin Bragg. Like, this is, you know, for everybody going, oh, this case isn't important and this is... Blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's the only case that's... We might even get a sliver of justice before right. the election, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Oh, speaking of Newman.
What I do now?
Not you. Not... What's happening? Oh, no.
It's nothing
by the way,
that concerns
everyone,
you.
Everyone likes my new lighting and has credited Jody Hamilton with basically creating light.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is Stephanie Miller's show God. God said, let there be light.
This was all on you guys. No, I had
Jody
to
set
do.
It up.
I had nothing to do with it.
I just moved from over there to here.
Well,
because people are like, we can't really see your face.
Well, and,
which could I think is a good thing, but.
And we had to move it back because it was completely blocking your shot.
Yeah.
Don't block the shot.
Yeah. We no,
Don't
we,
block the shot.
That?
That's the point, is the light with
why
the shot.
Why are old Bill O'Reilly things stuck in my head still, right? Well, I'll write it. We'll do it live. I'm screaming. Okay. So anyway, I just... In light of Tara Settmeyer, Hakeem Jeffries, on and on. People warning about the end of democracy. I just... I know you and I, Chris, have been on a little bit of a tear.
About what?
About rich white. Oh, billionaire yeah. comedians whining about not having free speech or PC culture or woke culture or
yeah.
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bill
Jerry,
Maher, Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld whining about on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. He doesn't,
yeah.
Have,
yes.
he doesn't
yeah,
have
he has,
a platform at all.
Oh, my God. Or his new, you know, multi-million-dollar yeah. deal with Netflix for his new movie. I'm like.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, but I don't know what the he's doing, but Jon Stewart... There's this, you know, tell a joke festival, whatever the hell it is.
Netflix is a joke festival.
Yeah, Netflix is a joke.
Yes.
It's going on, like, it's
everywhere.
Like, everywhere here in Los Angeles. You see, you can't escape
it's everywhere.
Did you think I was going to see that headline? Jon Stewart says Biden is so old he shouldn't be president. Okay. I just like that character. Does Carlos play anger in that animated thing?
Yes, he did.
He plays anger in someone else's head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, This is, by the way, you need to go to sexyliberal.com. The party's in Madison this Saturday. If you don't like your comedy, both sides do it, because both sides don't do it. They don't do it. Well, there is.
And also, this just proves our long-running point that Bill Maher is against whoever is in the White House. Yeah, he goes back
all
and forth depending on who's
guy,
in the White House.
Multi-millionaires will be fine. A lot of us will not be fine either way the election goes. As John Fugelsang says, it is not apples and oranges. It's apples and
dirt.
White hot streams of Satan's vomit.
Which can be tasty if you put some sriracha on it.
Thank you, Chris.
Or butter.
A second Trump term may be frightening, but President Biden is just too old to be reelected, says comedian Jon Stewart. Could you load the shut up cannon? Thanks. He said, I know liberals will say, don't say Joe Biden's old. No, I've never said that. Obviously, he's old. So
he is
Trump's
old.
The same age. I don't know. He said, I know you know how old he is. I know you don't want to say it because Trump is so scary, but he's so old. Trump is the same age. Oh my God, this argument.
Shut up.
Hey.
Shut the hell up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
He went on to say, when you watch him on television, you're nervous, aren't you? No. He was great at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He gave a great State of the Union. Oh my God. He said, I'm not saying Biden can't contribute to society. He just shouldn't be president. Oh my God.
Shut up. Shut all the way up until you reach the top of Shut Mountain where there are no more ups to shut.
Okay.
That's the cure from Grace
for
and
that.
Frankie.
The cure for that
yes,
is the
that
sexy
is from
liberal
Grace and Frankie, everybody.
Save the World comedy tour.
Yeah.
Madison this Saturday, Albuquerque next Saturday, and on we go. We are about to pair with a fantastic voting that will be our sexy liberal cause for this tour. We're about to announce that to help get out the vote. It is for a cause. It is for freedom. It is for democracy. It is to save the world, ladies and gentlemen. I may have stroked myself out a little early.
Yeah, you...
How is my stroke in this light?
Oh, it's beautiful. It removes the shadows.
Oh, good. Fantastic.